During today's UPR Newsline, we speak with Ed Casilla, a Southern Utah journalist for many years and also heard on UPR during his weekly cultural essay. Today we're talking about a new book, Pligs, P-L-Y-G-S, a fact-based novel based on Ed Casilla's 17-year career as a Southern Utah journalist. And Ed, you say this is a story about how some people will do anything in the name of religion, including those in Southern Utah who are known as polygamists, but in Southern Utah they use a different term?
We came up with the title Pligs because living in the Southern Utah area, it's the reference, it's the common name for what the people from the polygamist community down in the Colorado City Hilldale area were referred to. It's kind of a shorthand Utahism, kind of the way people talk about it, people speak about it. They're referred to as pligs in Southern Utah.
You're not new to this culture. You spent 17 years as a journalist in Southern Utah and had a lot of dealings with, a lot of observations with the polygamist communities. And this resulted in you having some feelings toward that culture and how they were impacting society culturally as well as financially and socially.
Yes, you know, it's kind of difficult to not bump into that issue when you were working in the news business down in Southern Utah or throughout the state. We had numerous stories from the things that were going on down there, from the Rodney Holm case all the way up to the Warren Jeffs case. And as a writer, as an editor, as a columnist, you know, we explored and tried to, as part of starting the conversation, which is what I believe the news agencies are supposed to do, find out what we could and research and talk to people and discover what the whole thing is about. So it's almost impossible not to come up against that issue when you're living and working in Southern Utah.
So how much of this is based on the religion?
The words of the church are the words of the church. We went through and researched and found the various sermons, a number of various sermons that were given by Warren Jeffs from the pulpit in the church out in Colorado City in Texas.
In reading the ebook, it seems to me to be based more on a loss of innocence in that community.
Oh, absolutely, Carrie. You know, one of the things that is so tragic about it is that, you know, again, with Southern Utah background, we would be in the stores and see the groups come in from Colorado City and Hilldale, and you would see a young girl pushing a stroller, and she couldn't be more than 14, 15 years old. And the first thought that crosses your mind is that her sibling or is that her child? You know, Warren Jeffs is serving a life plus 20-year sentence in a Texas prison because he was married to a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old. These are things that tug at your heart. The thought of having been possibly exposed to that sort of a culture and lifestyle is heartbreaking. You know, the women's rights angle is a huge part of this issue. You know, we should encourage women to realize their full potential. That does not take place in that culture.
So why now? Why this book now?
Because I finished it now. I came down here to Mexico with the purpose of working on my personal projects, and this was at the head of my list. We came down here to clear away from some of the day-to-day, so there would be time to do it. And the book comes out now because it's finished now. We went the ebook route because we are very big believers in the internet and the power of it. It's the most incredible communications tool in the world at this time. Everybody gets their news, everybody gets their entertainment, their information through the internet now. I mean, I'm curious. I'm sure that there are a number of people that are listening to this interview now clicking through to the UPR link on your website. You know, you have a much, much larger reach through the internet. And so we are going that route. If you go traditional routes, you tend to end up with a couple of things that can hinder it. If you look at the corporate structures in music and television and film and even the book industry, it's built upon little check boxes. We need X amount of this kind of a product and X amount of that kind of a product. it's quicker, it's efficient, and it's actually a lot cheaper. We've seen people in restaurants with their e-readers. We've seen them at the resorts here sitting in the pool with their e-readers reading a book. So the appetite for reading has not diminished. The appetite for paying $25 to $30 for a hardback cover, that has.
You seem to have spent some of the time in writing this as a way of purging. We talked about your thoughts on how this affects the youth in the polygamous communities, also society. In your process of writing this, were you able to get rid of some of those concerns that you have, or did it just create more concerns for you?
That's a really good question, Carrie. The writing process for this book was rather cathartic. It helped to diminish some of the demons, but it also created some new ones. You know, you can't help but have these emotions come forward. When I spoke about with women, you know, we look at those situations and the aspects, the issues, the topics that come across as a result of this from the reports and from the study and looking at the background of this, we learn about the fraudulent abuse of the system, the welfare system, the health care, the food stamps. You know, we learn about the various aspects of the way these children and families are raised and torn apart because they don't have a choice. They don't have a decision in their life, whether it's who to marry or if they continue their education. You know, it's very touching, and in some ways, yeah, it helped, but in others, it created more deeper rooted feelings.
What about the marketing of your ebook? How challenging is that?
You know, that's the one thing that's kind of on your own ticket. I'm very lucky. My wife is a marketing expert. She was at the newspaper with me and was the director of marketing. So she's got these great ideas and plans, and my job in that is to go, yes, dear. She's looking at a number of ways to go with this. And again, you know, building from social media to conventional media, it's again very exciting, and it's huge. I mean, you look and you see all the potential out there as to the different directions you can go. It's pretty vast.
Ed Casilla, a Southern Utah journalist who is now residing in Baja California, Sur, Mexico. Is that how you say that?
Yep.
San Jose del Cabo?
San Jose del Cabo.
Okay. Contributor to the Los Cobos magazine and Mex Connect also. He is a contributor to Utah Public Radio. He has written his first book, The World of Polygamy, is examined in the book through Amazon.com. Its title is Pligs, P-L-Y-G-S. So this is not your first time in having a published work. Of course, you were published several times in your writing as a journalist, but you've also had a play that was published entitled Downwinders. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Carrie, if there's another topic of Southern Utah or Utah in general that's close to my heart, it's about the Downwinders. About 7 years ago, I did this play. It received a week's worth of readings from Utah Shakespeare Festival staff and cast and was pretty well received. It was about a family that lives in Parowan. It was based on a real family that I had learned about, where the father is a victim of the nuclear fallout that fell during the Cold War era when they were testing atomic bombs at the Nevada test site. The plight of the Downwinders is something that it's something that's very sad and has touched so many people across the United States and even into Canada and Europe.
Ed Casilla, thanks for sharing your insight with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Carrie. Thank you.
You hear him on Utah Public Radio during our weekly broadcast of his cultural essays. He's also contributing to Los Cobos Magazine and Mex Connect, the largest English language internet site about Mexico. And you can pick up his book, Pelygs, that's P-L-Y-G-S, at Amazon.com. Ed Casilia, thanks so much for joining us. That's UPR Newsline. If you'd like to listen to the first segment of this interview, go to our website at upr.org. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.